The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Did you ever see the movie The Blob, starring Steve McQueen?
The blood-curdling threat of The Blob.
Well, way back when, Eric had a small part in that film, but they had to cut his scene because The Blob was supposed to eat him, but he kept spitting him out. Oh, the whole thing was just a disaster. Anyway, here's the guy who's not always that easy to digest, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome back. I have the privilege of continuing my conversation with Jack Vorfel. The book is My Two Lives, about his experience as a boy growing up as a Jew during the Holocaust in Germany. Jack, you just shared with us something so difficult, so painful, hearing of the death of your mother who was at Auschwitz. And this would have been Christmas 1944. You said it was Christmas Day that you heard this terrible news.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was 44. It may have been 43.
Yeah.
That we heard about my mother. Yeah.
It's just extraordinary. Young boys hearing of the death of their mother in Auschwitz. Your father, when was he killed?
He was not killed. He was transferred shortly before the end of the war to another concentration camp called Mauthausen, which was right down at the Austrian border near Linz. And he was freed by the American army. But at that point, he had lost so much weight and he was so sick, both of his lungs were gone. So he lived about another 2 months at the most. It was by a family who they assigned my father to be very careful to feed him, not to feed him too much. You have to be very careful when you haven't eaten for a long time, and try to bring him back. Back after the war, I went back there and I met those people, and I also met the two doctors who treated him. I tried to find his grave, but I couldn't find his grave. I went to all the cemeteries in the area, but they had all these mass graves in those days because so many people were found dead in the concentration camps and died shortly thereafter. So I never found his grave.
So you were 13 when the war ended. Your brother was 14 or 15. What did you do at that point?
At that point, we still lived in Germany, of course, and we tried very hard to leave Germany and come to the United States, preferably. I had some uncles who lived in Quito, Ecuador. They tried to get us to come, and we did make an application, and we did finally get our papers in the ship we were supposed to sail on, and then they had a change of government in Quito, and everything was null and void, so we couldn't go there. So we were still hoping to come to the United States. And sure enough, one day we got a call from the American Army in southern Germany, and they said, "We are now fully aware of what happened to your dad and what he did before the war and during the war. And we also know that your mother died in Auschwitz. And if you boys would like to come to the United States, we'll be happy to bring to take you there. I was then 17 years old, and we truly came to the United States, and that's where my second life begins.
So I want to talk to you about the second life, because it's just such an extraordinary thing to have lived through this as a child, and then suddenly at 17, to be able to come to the United States. Your brother came with you.
Yes.
My parents are immigrants, my mother from Germany and my father from Greece to the United States. So here you come to this nation. What did you do when you came here? You said you were 17.
Well, there is an organization called the United States Committee for Care of European Children, financed by half-Jewish and half-Catholic money. And they're the ones, under their auspices, we came to New York. And we lived in New York for 6 months because we had no papers. They brought us over so quickly, and the Army said, don't worry, just go on the airplane, fly to the United States, and we'll get your papers eventually. And they did after 6 months.
So you were stuck in New York, and it's 1949?
I arrived in New York, in 1950, January 1950.
January 50, you came here, so you were stuck in miserable New York, like me, for 6 months. And where did you go from New York? Where did you go from there?
Well, once we got our papers, we were free to go somewhere. So in the meantime, during those 6 months, I went to the New York Public Free Library almost constantly to learn about the United States and to try to learn a little bit of the language. And I picked San Francisco as the place I wanted to go. So when I had my papers, and they gave me a little money, and I went to the Greyhound bus station and asked them for a ticket to San Francisco, and the lady counted the money, and she said, young man, you don't have enough money here. And I said, well, how much money do I have? How far can I go? And they said, no further than Baltimore.
Baltimore. And I said, you only had enough money to Baltimore. That's not that close to San Francisco.
That's what I said. I said, how close is it to San Francisco? I really didn't know. And she said, well, it's a little ways to go. I said, is it in the right direction? Yes, it is. More or less.
That's barely, barely. My gosh. I mean, anybody knows Baltimore, it's about maybe 5 hours by bus from New York City. San Francisco would be something like 45 hours. It's amazing. So did you settle in Baltimore? Was your brother with you at this point?
Yes, my brother was with me. Yes, we settled in Baltimore. My brother, in the meantime, had met someone he really liked, a girl. So he wanted to go back to New York. But I decided that I wanted to stay in Baltimore and see what life was going to be all about there. Of course, when I arrived, I had absolutely no money to speak of. I had no place to live, no place to work. But as I got off the Greyhound bus station, right across the street, we noticed something about work. It was a State of Maryland Unemployment Employment Agency. So I walked in there and I found a gentleman who spoke a little German, and I told him what my story was. And he went through his card index, and he finally said, after an hour, I think I have a job for you, but you have to start tomorrow morning. It's a necktie factory.
Factory. I didn't know they made them in factories.
Yeah, they make them in factories. So I took that job. Now, I still needed a place to sleep, so I went back to the Catholic church that I saw from the bus as we were coming in, and rang the doorbell there in a building right next to it, and a very nice gentleman came out by the name of Libertini, And Mr. Libertini heard my story and he said, yes, I can find a place for you to sleep because we have a cemetery close by.
A seminary.
And the kids, the boys are all on vacation right now. It was June. It was summertime. And he called the nuns there who took care of the building. There were five nuns there. And they said, send the boys over. We'll be happy to hear them. This is unbelievable.
There's more to the story. We'll hear the rest of the story when we come back, folks. The book is My Two Lives. The author, Jack Vorfel, is my guest.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is balance of nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Jack Vorfel, W-U-R-F-L. The book is My Two Lives. And Jack, let me ask you, since I haven't asked before, did you say My Two Lives because the first life was in Germany during the Holocaust and the second life is in America, which you're describing now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can't live any worse life than you can at that time in Germany during that time. It was terrible. It was miserable.
Obviously. Well, so you described coming to America. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, especially because we had to live a life that we didn't believe in. We knew the truth. We knew all the time what was going on. I would sing a song about the terrible Jews and kill the Jews every day and all of those sort of things. We knew exactly who we were. We knew what was going on, my brother and I, you know. So those were very difficult times, yeah.
I mean, to think that there are Palestinian children singing those songs today in 2024, these evil songs about how terrible the Jews are and how we must kill them. This is happening today, and it's one of the reasons I'm so privileged to have you on this program, because we need to get the word out that evil exists, that hatred of the Jews has existed for a long time. There is evil in the world, and we must speak about it and understand it. And Jack, you come to America, and you say that you settled in Baltimore, but you also decided to serve the United States in the Korean War, which was happening just as you arrived.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't my decision exactly, but I was here for 3 years going to school. And by then I was working in a little insurance company. I had learned enough English. So at that time, things were so good. When I landed in New York, when I was in New York, I was the happiest man in the world. Finally, I was in a place, I was in a country, there was freedom there, democracy, all of the things that we dreamt about, they were all right there for us. And I enjoyed every minute, and I loved every minute living in the United States, greatest country in the world, as far as I was concerned.
Well, it's not just as far as you're concerned. It's an objective fact. But you did serve in the Korean War.
Yeah, I was drafted.
Yeah.
By the United States.
Yeah.
To serve in the service. And I was assigned to 101st Airborne Division, and I took my basic training there. And while I was taking my training, someone came to me and they said, "We just looked at your Form 20, which is your personnel, all your personal things are in the Form 20 as to who you are and what you've learned and so on." And they said, "You speak German, and we would like to send you to Germany as an interpreter, because we need interpreters in Germany." And at that time in Germany, they were training us Americans and the British and the French. We were training the German army. They called the police force, but it wasn't a police force. We were training a regular army. So I spent most of my time there with the German and the American generals, translating for them as they were going on maneuvers and training each other and so on.
In Germany?
In Germany.
How amazing. I know it's all in the book. After this, you decide to start your own business, and you started what ended up being a very successful insurance business. Was that also in Baltimore?
Yes, that was also in Baltimore.
And so it seems to me like you spend many— What's that?
I was going to say that it is still in Baltimore, and it's now run by my daughter and her husband, Tom.
And this is the diversified insurance industries. How many decades did you work there?
Since 1950. Since 1969. That's when I started the company.
You started the company.
69.
And I know that you were married and that your wife passed away just a few years ago. How did you meet your wife, Jack?
Well, I had a friend who I had gone to school with to learn English, and he was from El Salvador, and he worked for the consulate in Baltimore, in the El Salvadorian consulate. And when I came back from the army, he was telling me about this great party they're going to have at New Year's Eve, and would I be interested to come to their party? It's mostly Latino people from the various embassies in Washington. And I said, "Yeah, I'd love to come." And I did. And I met my wife. I met Sonia, who previously had been Miss El Salvador. And we got along great, even though she spoke very little English, and she only spoke Spanish, and I spoke very little English, and I spoke German. But somehow we got along, and we fell in love. and eventually got married, and we had three children, three girls. We had Odette and Dana and Lisa, and they are still doing very well today. And I still see him very much, especially Dana, who works with me in my company. And she's actually running it. I left the business to her and her husband. And
I love the fact your story is very similar to my parents' story, because my father came from Greece. My mother came from Germany. They met in an English class in New York City, learning the English language. The Greek met the German. The German met the Greek. And, of course, we spoke English at home, which is why my German and Greek is not so good, because we spoke English at home, of course. So you describe yourself as having... You had an extraordinary business life. I know that you met a number of celebrities. Hedy Lamarr, one of the most beautiful, brilliant women who ever lived, is the actress Hedy Lamarr. People know her as the famous actress, but also she was a brilliant inventor, one of the most strange, amazing stories. How did you meet Hedy Lamarr?
Well, I met her through my parents. My father knew her in Austria, where she started. She's Austrian, you know, and she just changed her name eventually. She got married in Austria to probably the richest man there. He had a huge factory and somehow became friendly with Hitler, or Hitler maybe insisted that he build tanks and airplanes for Germany. And Hedy Lamarr was married to him. Hedy was also Jewish. And having dinners with Mussolini and with Adolf Hitler, she wasn't too happy about it, what happened to the Jews. So she escaped and went to England, and then from England eventually to the United States, where she became very famous. But she was a fairly famous actress already in Austria. And she was a friend of my parents, and she used to come. As a matter of fact, I have a film that she and her company took of my brother and myself and my parents, and we're playing and we're having a picnic and all of that. And I still have that.
From when you were children, so my goodness. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we were children.
Well,
I'm sorry.
And you met many people over the years. You said that you played golf with Alan Shepard, who was the first American astronaut. How did that come about?
Yeah, he was the only astronaut who ever hit a golf ball on the moon.
You know something? I forgot about that. Alan Shepard was an astronaut before the moon landings, but he was chosen to go to the moon, and that he is the one, I remember it because I was a kid, who hit a golf ball on the moon, and I think it went about 2 miles because there is literally no atmosphere, so that's called cheating. But Alan Shepard hit a golf ball on the moon.
Fairly far, yeah.
And I want to ask you, the most important thing I really want to ask you when we come back from the break is how you made sense of all of this as the years pass. So, folks, I'm talking to the author of My Two Lives, Jack Vorfel. We'll be right back. I want to remind you, if you're listening, folks, please go to lettertotheamericanchurch.com. A lot of what we're discussing is my book is relevant to this discussion about what we do when evil rises around us. lettertotheamericanchurch.com. The documentary is out, lettertotheamericanchurch.com. Please check it out. Please sign up there. We'll be right back.
Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me. Make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. I'm talking to the author of My Two Lives, Jack Vorful. So, Jack, you've given us this extraordinary story of living through the Holocaust in Germany as a Jew, coming to America, experiencing the privilege of living in a free country with tremendous opportunities, making the most of those opportunities. But, of course, the question that most people would have is, what were you thinking during those years? Did you want to just put the past behind you initially, or was it something that was always on your mind? Because obviously you didn't write this book until very recently. So what was your relationship with your past as you're living in America and having a wonderful life and raising three girls?
Yeah, I pretty much tried to not to think too much of my first life. In those days, while I was living here and working, getting married, having children, I had so many other things on my mind that I purposely tried to not think of my first life, because that was a very, very sad life, of course, you know, and a very traumatic life. But once I was in this country, I was able to do that. And especially when I was in the U.S. Army, that made me very proud to be in the U.S. Army. And I can tell you a little story. When I was 12 years old, living in Germany with my brother, we listened to the BBC many times at night to find out what was really going on. And we found out one day, oh my God, they call it D-Day. The Allies landed in Normandy. Now, I was 12 years old at that time, and we were so happy about that.
You were 12 years old in 1944. You're in the north part of Germany listening to the BBC. I know that my grandfather listened to the BBC with his ear pressed against the radio speaker because it was not allowed to listen to the BBC. Bonhoeffer's family, whom I mentioned, listened to the BBC. So you and your brother heard that Eisenhower and the Allied forces landed on Normandy in 1944, and what happened in your mind at that time?
Well, we were happy because we finally thought the Allies are in Europe, and we felt that the whole world was against Hitler at this point, except the Far East, except maybe the Japanese and so on. So I'd like to go back at this point to my time when I was in the U.S. Army. When I was in the U.S. Army, stationed in the 1st Infantry Division in Germany as an interpreter, one day my company commander said, he said, "Jack, I watched you walk around here. You have very good posture. You're very straight. You walk very straight. I have an offer to make to you. I would like for you to be in the 1st Division Color Guard. Now, 20,000 men, and I want you to be in the Color Guard and help carry the American flag whenever necessary." Well, I thought it was tremendous. I was very complimented, and I told my company commander, yes, certainly I will do it.
So this is now in the 1950s you're talking about.
Well, this was in the 1940s. This was just before the late 40s, you know?
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
So one day they came to me and they said, this is now a 10-year anniversary of D-Day. This is when I was in the American Army, stationed in Germany, the 10-year anniversary of D-Day.
So 1954, obviously. Go ahead.
Exactly. And I want you to go with the Color Guard to Normandy and honor all the people, all of our soldiers, all of our Americans and others who died trying to fight Hitler. So I was delighted. So the Color Guard, myself, we went to Normandy and we marched on Omaha Beach and Utah Beach, all these famous beaches. And it was just unbelievable that I, who listened to this, I remember when I was 12 years old and I heard that D-Day happened, that here, 10 years later, I was there and I was carrying the American flag. And one morning we had a special, one of the Roosevelt generals was killed during Omaha Beach or Utah Beach. I don't remember which one. And they asked the Color Guard to be at the British Channel right there on the beach. And dipped the flags, and we had a bugler with us who played the bugle, and the sun was rising, and we were standing there with the flags, just the four of us, the bugler and the four of us in the Color Guard. And the sun came up, and we were standing there honoring General Roosevelt, who was killed there. This was one of the most emotional moments I ever had in my life, or
it's extraordinary to hear you tell it. I know you tell it in the book. We have a final segment coming up. The book is My Two Lives.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals. towels, $25. Those six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Jack Vorfel, the author of My Two Lives. Jack, thanks for writing this book. I'm glad your daughter pushed you to write it because it is an amazing story. It's unquestionably an amazing story, and we're just covering the highlights right now. But how did you make sense of this? In other words, you are, you know, like my parents, coming from war-torn Europe, recognizing the greatness of America, the greatness of freedom, that patriots died for freedom, that patriots gave their lives, as you were just mentioning, to fight against Hitler and the Nazis. And we think if it weren't for American patriots doing that, where might we be today? It's an extraordinary thing. You got to experience that in Normandy 10 years after the Normandy invasion of the Allied forces. It's a beautiful thing. But right now, we see the rise of anti-Semitism, the rise of anti-Americanism within America itself, and an ignorance of the evil of many of these regimes. So it seems to me that this is the perfect time for your book to come out, if I may say so.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence. I wrote the book just really for my family. It wasn't to be sold or publicized or whatever. I wrote it for my family because Dana, my daughter, and her husband, they said, you know, we need to, you had such an interesting life, and our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and so on and so on, they ought to know about this. So we want you to write this book for the family, and that's what I did. And then all of a sudden, through the people who print the book or something, it got out, and now it's very popular. And I just hope that my book will be read by a lot of people, and especially young people, that they learn a little bit about anti-Semitism and learn about what's happening right now so that they can compare the Nazi time, even though there were 6 or 7 million Jews killed during that time. But this business here with Israel and Hamas, it's a terrible thing, a terrible thing. You know, Hamas killing children in front of their parents and parents killing in front of children. I just don't understand how human beings can do these kind of things. You know?
Well, it's called evil. It's called evil. And the Nazis made their peace with evil and were the handmaidens of evil in Europe. But evil doesn't go away, which is why we have to be vigilant and we have to remind ourselves over and over again of the truth. Again, to have so many years pass between what happened in Germany and now, I don't know if I mentioned it to you off the air, but I've written a book called Letter to the American Church, where I am specifically trying to wake up the churches in America that there is evil rising among us today, and we have an obligation to stand against it, just as the German Christians had an obligation to stand against Hitler, and very few did. I want to send you a copy of my book on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, because you should know his story. It's an extraordinary story. There will be a film coming out in November, but you see the same thing repeated over and over in history, and that's why, to me, it's just extremely valuable to hear your story. And I'm just grateful, not just for you writing the book, but that you're willing to come on this program and to talk about it, because people need to know that this happened to you. This is not some story. This actually happened to you, and you remember the details, which is amazing.
Yeah, and I just hope that people will read my book, which was not the original intention, and hopefully learn something from it and begin to understand anti-Semitism. What the hell is anti-Semitism? I never did find out. What is wrong with the Jews? I think the Jews are very normal, very nice people. I haven't ever seen the Jews start a war. I think they're very, very interested in having their children always well educated and get into good professions. And as a whole, they have been quite successful. So I think any country that has Jews within their country, I think that country benefits from it. Because these are decent people. These are very, very good people. I know that from my own family. And I know it from other families, you know.
Well, you're looking for a natural answer to this question, and there's no natural answer. There's a supernatural answer. The Jews are the people of God, chosen by God. We wouldn't have the Bible without the Jews, and it is a hatred of God. Evil is a hatred of God himself, and of whatever God loves, a hatred of what God loves. And so the Nazis hated the Jews because God loved the Jews. Hamas hates the Jews because God loves the Jews. Haman... In the Old Testament, in the book of Esther, all through history, we see a hatred of Jews. Why? It's a hatred of God, and it is irrational, and it is evil, and we have to understand that we're dealing with something called evil. It makes no human sense, no rational sense, but it's a supernatural evil, and that's what we're facing, and that's why it really does make no sense. The cruelty that we saw with Hamas on October 7th, there's no human explanation for it. It is absolutely evil, and God is the only answer to evil. I talk about these things wherever I go, and that's why it's such a joy for me to have you on the program and to hear your story and your experience. I assume we can get this book anywhere, My Two Lives. If people can only spell Vorful, W-U-R-F-L, W-U-R.
Yeah, you get it everywhere, but you get it through Amazon.
Yes, pretty much everywhere. We will put this on video. People who sign up to my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. Folks, if you go to ericmetaxas.com, we'll send you my newsletter with the video of this conversation. I just think it's... a very important conversation generally, but specifically right now. So, Jack Vorful, it's been my honor to talk to you. Congratulations on your book, My Two Lives. Thank you so much.
Eric, it's my honor to have been with you at your program.
God bless
you. For what you say.
Thank you, sir.
The things you say.
God bless you. Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
To say he will burn in hell. I don't think they knew him very well.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking with our new friends at Americans for Prosperity. Kent Strang is my guest. They have bought the website. This is the headline. They bought the website Bidenomics.com. I find this hilarious because when you go to Bidenomics.com, and I hope you do, and I hope you spread this on the internet in your social media, you will find actual facts, not gaslighting lunatic lies being pushed by the Biden administration so they can get your vote in the fall, but the actual facts of why you feel pain at the gas pump and in the grocery line. Yes, you're not alone. Here are the facts at Bidenomics.com. So, Kent Strang, what are some of the other facts that we can put out there, things that people would find at Bidenomics.com when they go to Bidenomics.com?
Well, the president claims that prices are down. Well, that's not true. Prices are up 18% since he took office.
Wait, and the president is lying? Wow.
He's certainly not being forward with us, right?
Why would he do that? But actually, you're saying that he is saying the opposite of what you know to be true.
Right.
He's saying that. Yeah, technically that's called lying. And I think most people in my audience would say that's wrong. But please keep going.
We mentioned before that Americans pay $11,400 more since President Biden took office. Real wages are down, even though he claims that wages are up. He talks about deficits. There's $2 trillion more in deficit spending. This administration and Biden's allies in Congress have spent $5.5 trillion in new spending. Debt is at a $34 trillion. And all the things we need to live and a lifestyle of just meaning of our gas, our groceries, our energy, everything is up across the board. Bidenomics has been a disaster. So tonight, when he tries to tell you about it at the State of the Union address and about how great his economy is, please take a moment, visit Bidenomics.com to fact check what he's saying, share it with your friends, share it online. And we'd love to have you visit the site and learn more about it. The reality of Bidenomics.
Bidenomics.com. But I think what's funny, Kent, is that, you know, if you want evidence of how pathetic the Biden administration is, the very idea that they allowed Bidenomics.com to be hanging out there open so that people who actually believe in American freedom and prosperity could go and buy that website, it says it all. These folks are not just evil, they're incompetent. And I don't know where the lines blur between evil and incompetence, because what they're doing is harming Americans. If you're an American, we've just heard it, and it's at Bidenomics.com, that your average family is spending $11,400 more under Joe Biden. That much more. It's not incremental. $11,400 more since Biden took office to stay in the same place. Where do you get that money from? This is what most Americans are trying to figure out. And we know that, you know, what you're putting at Bidenomics.com, we expected it to be filled with propaganda. But no, it was bought by people who actually believe in the truth and not lying. And so you have all of these facts there that people who are listening, when you go there, you can share these facts, share the website. What are some other metrics that we can find at Bidenomics.com?
Sure. It's going to go through normally his sayings, growing the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. We're going to dispel that. He talks about wages. We're going to dispel that. He's going to talk about energy. We're going to dispel that. So really, the website is just a fact check of Biden's rhetoric versus what is the reality that Americans are feeling. And also, there are testimonials from real Americans who are struggling in this economy that you can watch. There are opportunities to take action and sign up and get more information from Americans for Prosperity. As we tour the country, holding events to hold Biden and his allies in Congress who racked up debt and inflation, we're going to hold them accountable. And Bidenomics is part of that effort.
I love it. Kent Strang with Americans for Prosperity, thank you so much. Folks, check out Bidenomics.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.